The pasuk says, "Vayhi achar hadvarim ho'ela vo'elokim nisa es Avraham." It's the end of the parsha of the Akedah. We know the Akedah is it. If we want one great action that was done by Kal Yisrael, by one of the others, the zchus that we always go back to. You go to Slichas, you go to anything. Even the Shpizim, right? Yitzchak Akedah. We always refer back to the Akedah. But we have to recognize that the Torah, right in the very first four words, clearly tells us that the Akedah did not happen in a vacuum. Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela. And it was after these things, Va'elokim nisa es Avraham, and Hashem tested Avraham. That is a simple translation. So what is achar hadvarim ha'ela? After these things, what were these things? So Rashi says, two pshatim. Yesh mi rabbi seinu emrim achar dvarim shal satan. She mekatrik v'emer. The Satan came to Hashem and said, Eibishter, look, this Avram, you think he's so great. All the parties he made, he still hasn't offered you a carbon. So Hashem tells the Satan, fool what you are. All these parties he's doing for his son. If I would ask him to bring his son as a carbon, he would give me his son. Sutton didn't believe it. But it was on the heels of that episode that Hashem said, it was on the heels of that conversation that the Sutton was saying, Avram is not worth anything. And Hashem said, what are you talking about? He would give me anything. Hashem said, I'm going to prove it to you with this story. Then Rashi says another pshat. V'yeshemrim. Achar devaru shal Yishmael, sheim spar al Yitzchak, Shemal ben Yudgimel shana, v'loy micha. Amar la Yitzchak beiver echad ata miyareini, ilu amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzmecha lefanai, lo hi yisimakev. Yishmael was taunting Yitzchak. Doesn't work? He has email on this.
It's on the website tonight, but I'll be on the website.
I think I'm maybe ran out of space or whatever.
Okay. So, Yishmael said to Yitzchak, big Kanaker, you had a bris. You had a bris at 8 days. That's no big deal. I did it, I was 13 years old. So Yitzchak said back to Yishmael, if Hashem asks, of course. You gave Mila. If Hashem asked me to give myself, I would give myself. So two pshatim in Rashi. So first, Rashi. I think the two points in Rashi are not a contradiction, it's not a machlekes. I think they're speaking to two different aspects. We very often speak about Zechar Bris Avraham v'Akedas Yitzchak. Remember the treaty with Avraham and the Akedas Yitzchak. Whose test was the Akedah? We know that in the Ushpizim we refer to Yitzchak as Yitzchak Akedah. And throughout Tfilas and Rosh Hashanah, we refer to Yitzchak as being the Baal HaAkedah. At the same time, the pasuk clearly says, "Va'lakim nisa es Avraham." It was a tremendous test for Avraham. There were two tests going on. One was whether Avraham would be willing to shecht his son, and the second was whether Yitzchak would be willing to give up his life. After he heard from Avraham what the plan was, what's going to be his attitude at that point? Both were tests. There were two tests happening simultaneously.
And the most Mefarshim said that the Nisan for Avram, that was he was going to do that. Of course he was
going
to do that.
We're not getting into that. I'm not going to do that. I want to stay focused on what we're saying. That's a different shmuz. What was the Nisan? I'm not getting... But Yitzchak... So there are two separate Nisanis here. This is the Nisan of Avram and the Nisan of Yitzchak. Hashem is doing it with one action. He says, Avram... Bring Yitzchak as an Akedah. Yitzchak was already 37 years old. Avram is tested, Yitzchak is tested. So Rashi says, Achar Dvar Me'ela, there were two episodes. One was the reason why Hashem tested Avram, and one was the reason why Hashem tested Yitzchak. Now, they came out in the same action. They came out in the same test. But each one earned himself a test now, because the Satan was saying Avram's not worth it, so Hashem had to prove that Avram was. And Yitzchak was saying, what are you talking about? I would do more than you, Yishmael. How could you say that I wouldn't do what you did? So Yitzchak also gets a test. Now, in general, it's very important to realize, I think we discussed this last week, but again, it's important to understand it, and then we'll get to the Rashbam momentarily. That the purpose of a test, what is the purpose of a test? Doesn't Hashem know what I'm going to do? So the Mefarshim, the Ramban speaks about this, others speak about it, that something different happens when we actualize something. When we think of doing something, that's great. Until we actualize it, we never have made it concrete. We never got ourselves to do it. It could be that Hashem knows we would do it, but we're still not nearly as great as somebody that has done it. I'll bring you a raya from recent Gemara in Daf Yomi.
The other way too.
Doing something bad. Yes, certainly.
And you have the, how about the whole thing about Lech Levi Zara and you gave the whole...
By Avodah Zara, it's different. Avodah Zara, Machshava Mitzaref, it's the Maisa.
Rava, Ko Lech Levi Zara, you give the whole thing about...
Rava, okay, I thought you said Avodah Zara. Okay, so Avram, the Gemara says that David asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he wasn't asking, I want to get advertised. What he was asking was, Hashem, where am I falling short? I'm trying so hard, but obviously I haven't reached where I should reach. I think if we take it even more simplistically, the Gemara tells us that each individual, you, are always supposed to ask ourselves what question? Masai Yagiu Masai Lemaise Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. When will my actions meet up with Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? David HaMelech probably constantly asked himself this. And when he finally didn't have an answer, when he thought that he's doing as good as he can, he said to Hashem, Masai Yagiu Maisai Lemaise Avaisai. Where am I falling short? What am I not doing right? Hashem said, you're lacking one thing. What was he lacking? He didn't tell him, you don't have enough Yiras Shamayim. He didn't tell him, you kill too many people, so you can't be in that category. Because each and every one of us on our level can be in that category. So, he didn't use any of those terutzim. What did Hashem tell David? Why are you not in that group? Shahim amdu b'nisayin. Va'ata, and you were never tested. They were tested and tried, and it works. You were never tested. The rest of the story is not a good story, but as the Gemara says over there, first of all, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kala imr David chata in alataya. If we take it at face value, we're making a mistake. And the Gemara over there says that David HaMelech was mispalel to Hashem that Chachamim should not dwell on that whole parsha of Batsheva, and Hashem was mekabel, and Hashem said, fine, they won't. So it sounds like from the Gemara that, generally speaking, Chachamim don't darshan about that. So we're not, I'm not going to totally exclude myself.
Test me? Did David HaMelech said, so
right, that's
me.
The rest of the story. That I'm not, there's all pshat in that, a lot of pshat, but I don't want to dwell too much on that. Okay. But you see from there how important a test is. Basically, Hashem was telling him, you really are great. You're not lacking in any way, but you weren't tested. A mushel in the physical world. You ever saw tempered glass? How's tempered glass tempered?
Burning.
Cold, hot.
Under fire.
It goes through a certain tempering process which heats it up and basically causes it to get stronger. But that heating process itself obviously they know when they're putting it in that this is able to endure that type of heat. But then enduring it makes it stronger. It changes the metzias of the glass once it went through that heating process. Going through the process makes it stronger. When we go through a test, it makes us stronger. I might be able to have a test that if somebody would say X, Y, and Z to me, I would hold myself back. But I don't become stronger just because I would do it. But then when somebody says it to me, I'm quiet, now I'm a stronger person. Now I'm a better person. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling David HaMelech. You're working on yourself perfectly, but it still wasn't tested. And if it wasn't tested, it's not that I don't know the answer, but you haven't become stronger through the test. The test, the tempering, actually strengthens the glass. The testing actually strengthens the person.
So the mechanics here, we're talking about one big test, because people are tested every day.
Right, so you, very good point, I meant to say that. Obviously, David HaMelech, his father-in-law wanted to kill him. His son wanted to kill him. He grew up, his father basically wanted to disown him. To the point that when Shmuel Hanavi came and wanted to find which one of Bnei Yishai is supposed to be Melech, he brought all his 10 sons and said, sorry, don't have him. And he said, one second, do you have anybody else? Oh, maybe the one out in the field. And the reason was, the men explained, because he really thought that it wasn't his son. They would call him a mom. He went through so much. It's hard to find where exactly he had sweet spots. What?
And so it's from his wife as well.
From Bathsheba?
His wife, no.
Michal.
Oh, from Michal. Yes. Right. You mean when she was upset that he was dancing that way?
Yeah, and then, yeah, because he wasn't...
acting like a king.
It's not,
you don't act like Achad Arekim. Yes.
A man of your stature.
Right. But he had many different things throughout.
But he had a comeback line to her, too.
Right. He said, Achad Arekim. For Kavod Hashem, for Kavod HaTorah, I would do any of it. I would even...
But he had a little stuff with her. I mean, your father...
Right, yes.
I'm the king.
So now, David HaMelech was definitely tested. But it means this type of level test, a monumental test that takes it to the next level. Like, yeah, the glass pot might go into 100 degrees so often. You might microwave things. That's not the testing we're talking about. It has to go 24 hours over a gradual heating higher and higher and higher and to convert it into tempered glass. That is Rashi's position on the Akedah, and that is really mainstream. If you look at the Ramban also, without going into that medrash, but Ve'elokim Nises Avram, what is Nisa? Inyan HaNisayin, the idea of a challenge, of a test. Hu L'dayti B'avur HaYayis Maisa Adam Ushus Mukhletes B'yodei. Mir Tzayasvim Lo Yitzalo Yasa. Nikre Nisayin Mitzadam Nusa. And he explains that Hashem knows, but from our end it's a test because are we going to do it? We really have Bechira, that gets into the whole idea of Bechira issue, which we're not getting into. But the translation of Nisa is testing, is challenging, up until the Rashbam. So we started the Rashbam last week, and we brought it at one point, maybe I'll mention it again, but I want to bring out the basic pshat of the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela. He argues completely on Rashi. He says, Rashi, he doesn't quote Rashi by name. But Rashi's telling us it was after a story with the Satan and Hashem, or Yishmael and Yitzchak. Did it say anything in the Pesukim about Yishmael and Yitzchak, or the Satan coming over to Hashem? None of it's mentioned here in the Pesukim. It added an extra word. It says, Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela. And it was after these things. In Pshuta Shalmik, is it possible for you to move? Yeah. My neck is hurting me. I'm sorry. Okay. Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela. after these things. You read it literally, that means it's after the things that are mentioned in the psukim before, in the aforementioned psukim. It's not talking about how are we supposed to know anything about a satan coming over to Hashem. It's a medrash, very nice. So why is it saying Vayhi Achar Advar Meila? It should say Vayhi, maybe Vayhi Achar Advarim. It was after the things, and then we could ask a question. What things? Oh, the Medrash tells us these are the things, because it's missing. But here it says what things? It says these things. And he shows throughout Tanakh, whenever it says Hadvarim Ha'ela, it always means the psukim prior. And it was after that this happened. What are the psukim prior? The psukim prior are the treaty that Avram made with Pelishtim. With Avimelech and Fichol, they had the Camp David Accords when they made up the Y Accords. They made up a peace agreement between Avram and Avimelech. Now, why Avram would make it, I think, is very easy to understand. It doesn't take a lot of rationale. He's asking him, he wants to be peaceful. Fine. Avram doesn't want to kill people. The Torah wasn't even given yet. But at the end of the day, he made a peace treaty and said, we will live peacefully. We won't do anything to you. We're not going to do anything to you. So the Rashbam says, you know what happened at that moment? V'chora apa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzeis. Hashem got very angry about this. Shari Eretz Plishtim B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Eretz Plishtim is in Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama. You're supposed to kill him out. Who are you to go ahead and make a treaty that we will live peacefully side by side? They all have to get killed. Therefore, Elokim nisa es Avraham. Hashem nisa es Avraham. What does Nisa mean? What did we say before Nisa? Test. Zakhtar Ashram, no. That's not what it means. Kintaroi v'tiaroi. He punished Avraham. He pained Avraham. Kidichsiv hanisa davar elecha ben tila. Or al nasaisim es Hashem. We typically translate al nasaisim es Hashem that we were like testing Hashem. We were asking so much of Hashem. No, he says we angered Hashem. We bothered Hashem. Hashem bothered Avram here. And what did he tell him? Kaloimar. Niska isa beben shenasati lucha. You're so proud of the son that I gave you, lichreis bris b'neichem uvein b'neihem, that you're going to make a treaty between your children and their children, Yitzchak and all his progeny and them and all their descendants. Ata leich v'aleu l'oila u're'ei mahi ila krisis bris shalcha. You know what? Take him, bring him as a carbon, and let's see what the treaty does. And then he brings a Medrash Shmuel that says this pshat. It's a wild Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, the Akedah was a punishment. So just, we'll touch on it briefly. We mainly focused on this last part. If the Akedah was a punishment, so why does it say, why do we always say, Zchar Bris Avram Akedah Sitzchak? Why are we busy a whole Rosh Hashanah, the whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah with the Shofar and everything, all to remember the Akedah? We should be like, let's not remember that was a bad thing. Terrible mess up. And I think the answer is Pashat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka punished him. But how did he go through that punishment? He could have said, I'm just trying to be peaceful. Now you're going to, you promised me so much. The whole time we were going with this thing, as Chalagai Gadol, and I won't call Yisrael for you, Hashem. And now you're going to knock it all away just because I made a mistake in Laishchayek on the Shambu and the Torah wasn't given yet, but I should have figured it out. Granted, I made a mistake. You want me to bring a carbon, I'll bring a carbon. But because of this, my son is getting shechted? He didn't say that. He said, Hashem, I don't ask any questions. You say, I do. He converted the punishment into the greatest milestone that a Yid ever did. Let's use a mashal. Obviously, we have no idea why. This is the reason why it's hard to give mashalim. But I just want to use him as a mashal because I think it's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. You remember that man in Flatbush whose house burned down and he lost, I think, 9 children? Seven? 7 children. You remember this? This is a terrible, terrible story. Now, obviously there's something. The people that know why it burned down are the biggest fools. But nobody knows. But I'm sure that he took it very seriously and thought about what he can do better and so on and so forth. That itself might have been a certain punishment. That fire with what happened might have been a certain punishment. He turned it into an akedah. He came through it with such emunah, and he went around darshaning to people about how unbelievable Hashem is. From that, he converted that whole sreifa, even though it might have started off as a punishment, I don't know, but it might have started off as a punishment, he converted it into an akedah because of the way he received it, because of the way he took it. We have sometimes in life, sometimes something happens to us, feel like, oh, Hashem is knocking me. When we get knocked, it all depends on how we react, what our response is. We can react in a way that we just cause more knocks and more knocks and more knocks. Or we can react in a way that we turn that punishment, quote unquote, into an akedah. That is the greatness of Zchar Ris Avram b'Akedas Yitzchak. We're, according to the Rashbam, Avram Avinu took something that really was a punishment and he transformed it into the apex of human achievement. Okay, now let's go to the beginning of the parasha.
Can I just go so you mentioned the Satan comes to Hashem about the greatness of Avram. And Hashem says, okay, I'll show you how great he is. It reminds me of Eeyore, the same thing. Eeyore is such a great guy, and Sutton's like challenging Hashem. So I'll show you how great of a guy he is. I mean, I have a problem with that.
I don't understand it.
So I don't understand the challenge that the Sutton has approaching Hashem to a certain individual, whoever that is.
You're asking a very good question. And when we speak to the bookkeeper, I think this should be on the list of questions asked.
Don't be in such a rush to ask the question.
But no, I'm saying I don't know the answer. This, like, why the Sutton sometimes has us just to ask about an individual. Yeah, but with David also, the end of his life, the Sutton wants to get in. We're missing some of the facts on exactly what the judicial proceedings are like up there.
You've lost his family, basically.
So. Right. And you have others also. You had it in Navi earlier. Where I think it was Shiloh who was going to kill Achav. And in Shemayim, Bez and Shemal was asking who's willing to go. And a lot of these type of conversations. Okay. We have two characters, two people, the beginning of the parsha, that symbolize something very similar in a way. Avram Avinu is unbelievable. The chesed he's doing is unbelievable. We can't relate to it. He's doing chesed, 100-something degree heat. Third day after Mila. He's 99 years old. Give the man a break. No. Fine, he brings them in. Okay, you want to give them a bamba, give them bamba, you know. He has to shech three different animals. I still don't understand it. I have a big appetite. A third of a tongue is fine. I don't know why each one needed a whole tongue. But each one gets his own tongue, and chardel and delicacies and so on and so forth. He's doing unbelievable chesed. After that, they go to Sdoim. And even though Rashi tells us that and Lot goes out and says to them, Hine na Adonai, my masters, please, come. And according to Rashi in one pshat, Tzichmatam lasi slave al rishoyim al ala shalei yakiru b'chem. You better be careful that they don't recognize that you're here. And the Gemara tells us the whole story with Riva Achas. There was this one girl that once did chesed for somebody. They covered her with honey, threw her on the roof until she was completely bitten up by bees. Velinu v'rachatzu ragleichem. And Rashi tells us that Avram was greater. He first made sure they washed off any of it azara dirt, and then they brought them in fine. But he's offering them to come into the house, risking his life. It's literally risking his life. He begged them, he pleaded with them. He's in the middle, you know, of Kovna Ghetto. He has the Gestapo all over the place. Okay, if the guy doesn't want, he doesn't want. You did your thing, you offered it to him. You see Light, in spite of whatever criticism there might be about Light, and there's a lot of criticism, in the area of Chesed, he really was amazing. He really learned a lot from Avraham Avinu. He was willing to be Moser Nefesh, to do Chesed. Yet, we see a tremendous difference in the offspring of Avraham Avinu versus the offspring of Lot. What happened to the offspring of Avraham? We are referred to, up until today, Rahmana b'nei Rahmana. We are referred to as a compassionate people. Even the Goyim know it. And I probably was trained in this. My father would do it. But lots of times I go places. You go to a hospital. You go any place. And it could be any place. And you look at the list of the benefactors or whoever it is. It's disproportionate how many Jews there are in it. They're very, very Rahmanim people. When it comes to any disaster that happens, which country is the first one to send help? Israel. Rahmanim b'nei Rahmanim. Lot's children, Ammon and Moav. What happened from them? They're the only people that are not allowed to get married to us. You learn the Gemara in Yevamos. The mashmais of the Gemara is, it's not just a punishment. What was the punishment? That they didn't give us bread and water. Was that really worse than what Mitzrayim did, what Amalek did, what so many other guys did? It was a terrible thing. They should have given us bread and water, I understand. But is that so terrible? So in Yiddish is a language, is a line. Vilus is besser, is zerge. Sometimes something that's better is worse. Meaning to say, if I'm in a terrible fight with you, and we're mamish fist fighting, we're in a terrible fight, and you're taking punches, and I'm taking punches, and because we're fighting, it's understandable why we're doing that. If you would come in suddenly, and you're not really part of our fight, and you say, oh, it's Billy, and you give him a punch, he'll be much more angry at you in a few days than at me. Me, he's upset. Yeah, we had a major fight. We had a blowout. But any punches I took were because of that blowout. By Amalek, they were fighting Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim was fighting Klal Yisrael. Ammon and Moav didn't have the most basic level of chesed. Most basic thing, they see people are thirsty, they're starving, they want something. It's normal basic decency to come out and say you want, buy, give, however you want to do it. It's normal. You think about an earthquake after, in Houston, and not the hurricane in Houston. You don't have to be a tzaddik. Goyim, anybody was going ahead and giving food to the people. If you saw a guy driving up to you, and he pulled up to your door and he said, I just came from Houston. Can I get you something to eat? So people coming in the Midbar, they're traveling, you have children, you have everything, give them some food. Basic decency. They're lacking the most basic level of chesed. How is it that Lot's children were so lacking? It's one thing. Avraham Avinu excelled to the point that today we're still living off his chesed. Today we're still playing out that chesed. And we have it almost in our DNA, or forget the word almost. We have it in our DNA. He infused it in us. Yet by Lot, his offspring, they're the antithesis to chesed.
He had a chesed.
That's what I'm asking. He was a tremendous Baal Chesed. Why? Avram is a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he ends up that they all end up being Baal Chesed. Lot is a tremendous Baal Chesed. He's not as great as Lot, as Avram. He was a great Baal Chesed. He was Meister Nefesh for Chesed. We just went through the Pesukim. And his kids are the antithesis of Chesed. So I once heard a Gevaldige Pshat. Avram Avinu trained his son, even Yishmael, he trained in Chesed. Right? It says, Vayikach, Vembakar, Velanar, Velanar. He got the youth involved. And Rashi says, L'chan Ched Mitzvah, to train him to do this. What was the chinuch that Lot gave his daughters? So we have one part where we see a chinuch that he gave his daughters. Terem Mishkavu, they had not yet gone to sleep. Everybody in Sodom ganged up and they were coming to break into Lot's house. And they called out to Lot and they said, where is he? Where are they? Bring them out, and according to Rashi, bring them out and we're going to do Mishkav Zachar. Lot goes to them and he says, Alma Achai Tareu. Don't do this. I'm begging you. Don't stop my chesed. I'm in the middle of Achnas Asarchem. Don't stop there. Here, take my two daughters. You can rape them. Do whatever you want. But just don't touch the guests. He trained his daughters. What did he train his daughters in? In a distorted perversion of chesed. He's doing chesed at his daughter's expense. Who gave him the right to give away his daughters in order so that he could do Achmas Asarchem? They learned very well. All children learn very well. The question is what we're feeding into them. But they all pick up the lessons. They picked it up very well. Okay, for the sake of Chesed, Arayas is fine. You can do whatever you want, be it wise, as long as you're doing Chesed. So what did they do? After Sodom was turned over, they thought the world was empty. They said, we have to do chesed for the world. There's no way we can do chesed for the world. The only man that's alive is our father. Dad taught us. We're allowed to do a rayas for the sake of chesed. And thus, they acted mamish according to what he said. Out of that comes Amen Umayev. Out of that doesn't just come something else. When we pervert the true midah, what comes out of it is the antithesis. What comes out of that action is not some nation that's just into Arias. What comes out of that is a nation that is the antithesis to Chesed. They end up distorting Chesed to the point that they completely are against Chesed. It's very important for us to keep this in mind. Lots of times we have ideals, and we have great ideals. and it's hard for us to relate them to our children. And a great sefer to use, I forgot the exact name, is Reb Shlomo Volbo's book, they have it in English also, about raising children, where he really describes, yes, ideals are gewaldic, but how are we applying them? How are we doing it? Learning is gewaldic. So therefore, what do I do to my kid? I beat him up? What are you doing to the child? It's so important to daven. So therefore, I'm going to show you that it's kedai to kill you in order that you should daven. If we distort the message, we don't just give them another message. We don't just corrupt them in another area. But the very message that we try to convey gets turned on its head, and the antithesis of it comes to fruition.
Got it.